The Detroit Free Press and radio station WXYZ present transcribed Night Court Quiz, a public service feature to assist the traffic department in implanting safe driving in the minds of Detroit motorists. And now to help steer you along the safe road to a crisp $10 bill, here is your Night Court reporter, Fred Foy.
Thank you, Bob, and we're broadcasting once again from the anteroom of Detroit's Night Court, now in session down here on the 19th floor of the Barlum Tower. Presiding on the bench tonight is Judge John D. Watts. And now, before we talk with our first contestant, let me explain just how our test of your driving ability works. With the cooperation of the Accident Prevention Bureau of the Detroit Police Department, each week we select several routes over thoroughfares familiar to you in your everyday driving. Now, whenever the driver detects a violation in the route, he must immediately stop me or be disqualified. If the contestant can reach the halfway point in our route, he will be entitled to a crisp $5 bill. He can then stop with $5 or continue to the end of the route and a cash prize of $10. But if he fails to complete the remainder of his problem in safe driving, he forfeits all of his winnings, which will then be placed in the jackpot. Could easily be $95. Week's problem. And our jackpot tonight stands at the beginning of our program at a big $65, and it could easily be $95. We shall see. All contestants will compete together to be selected as our finalist for that jackpot. Now, if the finalist fails to win the jackpot, the amount is carried over to next week, and our jackpot continues to build up. Remember, each problem will contain a number of traffic violations, so speed and alertness are essential. And our good friend, Sergeant Wright, who is our judge, Sergeant Wright of the Accident Prevention Bureau, is right here on our right hand as the judge, and he'll be tooting that police whistle, which means you have not detected a violation and you are disqualified. So we're ready to go. We're going to call our first contestant right over here to the microphone. What is your name, please?
Joseph Enderly, 15707 Coram Avenue.
Mr. Joseph Enderly. Well, Joe, you don't mind if I call you Joe, do you?
No, not at all.
How long have you been driving in Detroit?
Oh, about 17 years.
17 years. Well, fine. Now, you tell us that Gratiot Avenue is familiar to you. So you're on Gratiot and Harper. Gratiot Avenue and Harper going towards town from Harper. Your destination is Clinton and St. Antoine. Mm. If you arrive at Chain and Gratiot safely, you'll be at the halfway point and entitled to a crisp $5 bill. So here we go. You all set?
All set.
Okay. You're on Gratiot Avenue and Harper going towards town from Harper. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. At McClellan and Gratiot, cars are lined up for a signal light. You cut over to the right, pass them close to the curb, and step on the gas as the light changes.
That's wrong. Stop.
That's wrong. You are overtaking and passing traffic there. That is a violation, and you're right. All right, we're going right along here. Now, at Roans and Gratiot, you speed up to 35 miles per hour.
Stop.
Stop. Right, the speed limit is posted there as 30 miles. All right. At Van Dyke, you stop for a red light. The light changes to green. You start up and cut through a funeral procession going
Stop.
Through on Van Dyke. Stop. Yes, sir, you cannot cut through a funeral procession at any time. All right, you cross Van Dyke and pull out on the car tracks. The motorman of the streetcar behind you is ringing his bell. You check that you're going 25 miles an hour, so you remain on the car tracks.
Stop.
Stop. You cannot remain on the car tracks. You're entirely right. When the motorman rings that bell, no matter if you're traveling within the speed limit, you must get off and not tie up that streetcar. At Chain and Gratiot, you're now at the halfway point. At Chain and Gratiot, you can take $5 and stop right here, or you can go on for 10.
I'll try for 10.
You'll try for 10. Well, swell. Here we go. At Chain and Gratiot, no speed is posted, so you reduce your speed to 30 miles an hour.
Reduce the speed to 30 miles an hour?
No speed is posted at Chain and Gratiot, so you reduce your speed to 30 miles an hour.
You shouldn't have been going over 30 miles an hour in the first place.
Well, you're reducing your speed there. The speed limit was 30.
30?
All right, you're reducing your speed. I think you were on the right track there.
Reducing at 230?
You're reducing your speed 230. There's no sign there posting, telling you the speed. What would you reduce your speed to?
To 25.
Right, to 25. That's absolutely right.
I couldn't get the drift.
Fine, well, you're doing swell. At St. Auburn and Gratiot, you pull into the curb to park. You see a sign that says no parking.
You can't park there between that time and the morning.
Well, that's right, you can't. So you see a sign that says no parking, 7 to 9. So you back around the corner onto
St. Auburn. You can't back around the corner.
You can't back around the corner. You're doing fine. You continue on Gratiot and make a left-hand turn from the streetcar tracks onto Rivard. You
can't make a left-hand turn off the streetcar tracks.
You can't make? Okay, well, this man is doing great. You pass Sherman and Madison. At Clinton, you make a right-hand turn onto Clinton.
Sherman and Madison.
You pass Sherman and Madison. At Clinton, you make a right-hand turn onto Clinton.
A right-hand turn onto Clinton. Wait a minute now, I'm stuck. I'd say that you couldn't, Well, yes, you can make a right-hand
yes,
turn
out
to
Clinton.
Yes, you can
make a... Okay. Oh, you had me worried there. You drive up Clinton past Hastings and make a left-hand turn onto St. Antoine.
You can't make a left-hand
turn. You can't make a left turn,
and
the man wins himself $10. Then give the man the $10. Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Enderley. And now you sit down over there. You're going to have a crack at getting that jackpot tonight, which still remains at $65. And now here's our next contestant. What is your name?
Robert Gillard.
Robert Gillard. Well, Robert, how long have you been a driver in Detroit?
About 9 years, sir.
About 9 years. You feel you know the streets pretty well then, the regulations?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to give you a chance down here at Night Court to win yourself $5 or $10 and help pay for that fine that you might be down here to pay. Okay, well, you're facing east on East Warren at Shane. Your destination is Gratiot and Fisher, and if you arrive at Mount Elliot and Forest safely, you'll be at the halfway point on your route and entitled to $5. You all set now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're facing east on East Warren at Shane. Between Shane and Grandy, there's a playground on the right-hand side, so you drive slowly because of the playground.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Okay, it's raining, and you have no windshield wiper, so you stop and wipe off... What? You stop?
You should have a windshield wiper.
You should, that's right, and the remainder of this... So you stop and wipe off your windows with a cloth and drive on. That's not right. You have to have wipers. Well, you want to get something from the drugstore, so you pull up and park by a fire plug.
Stop.
Yes, stop. You cannot park by a fire plug. At Mount Elliot, the light is green, so you turn right onto Mount Elliot. You're going south on Mount Elliot now. At Mount Elliot and Forest, traffic is heavy, so you overtake and pass a streetcar on the left.
Wrong.
Absolutely right. Okay, well, now you're halfway. You want to take the five and stop, or you want to go on?
I'll go on.
You'll go on. Swell. Okay, at Gratiot, you stay right of the car tracks and make a left-hand turn onto Gratiot.
Stop. Would you repeat that, please?
Okay, at Gratiot, you stay right of the car tracks and make a left-hand turn onto Gratiot.
That's all right.
That's okay. You're right. All right. Here we go. You're going east on Gratiot now. At the railroad crossing, the light is flashing, so you stop and wait for the train to pass.
That's right.
That's right. You wait for that train. You drive on and at the boulevard in Gratiot, make a left-hand turn onto East Grand Boulevard.
Can't do it, sir.
You can't do it. There's no left turn allowed. You continue straight out Gratiot. The speed limit is posted in the area. You note the sign and increase your speed to 30 miles
Stop.
An hour. Stop. You increase your speed to 30.
That's right.
That's right, you do. Okay, at Maxwell and Gratiot, people are getting off a streetcar into a safety zone, so you stop back of the safety zone.
No.
No, there was some prompting on that, too. All right, you're okay. You're driving along out in the center of the car tracks, and you make a right-hand turn into Fisher Avenue. Wrong. Why is it wrong?
From the car tracks, you can't
make
a right turn.
Right, you can't make a right-hand turn. You have to keep close to the curb, and the man wins himself $10. Pay that man. That's really wonderful. And you stick around for the caravan. Now we're going to have our next contestant right up here. Here is, what is your name?
Anthony J. Ward.
Mr. Anthony Ward. All right, now you're in front of the General Motors building, Mr. Ward, facing east on West Grand Boulevard. Got that in your mind? It's 7:30 in the morning. At Woodward and the Boulevard, you make a right-hand turn onto Woodward.
You can make a right-hand turn onto Woodward.
You can't. That's right. No turn 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You pass John R. and make a right-hand turn onto Brush.
Brush is one-way street.
Brush is a one-way street. You're absolutely right. Okay. Up ahead, there's a man making a left-hand turn off the boulevard onto Oakland. You overtake and pass him on the left.
You're not supposed to pass him on the left when he's standing.
Right, you're supposed to pass him on the right there. You're absolutely right. You arrive at Russell and make a left-hand turn onto Russell.
You can.
I'm sorry. But there's no left there at any time, and you stick around for that caravan route. We're going to call you all back right now. All of our contestants, herd them back around the microphone because it's time for our caravan route. And there happens to be... $75 in the jackpot tonight. $75. All right, now. Speed and alertness is highly important here, as all of our contestants will be driving over the route at one and the same time. So be on your toes, and here we go. Remember, stop me. The first one to stop me gets a point, so make it fast and in a hurry. Here we go. You're starting out at East Jefferson and East Grand Boulevard. You turn right off of Jefferson and drive north on East Grand Boulevard. You're driving next to the underpass, and as you reach the end of it, you decide you want to get back to Jefferson, so you make a U-turn around Oh, and Mr. Enderley was first on that. That's right. You cannot make a U-turn around the underpass and go back to Jefferson. You're driving straight out the boulevard. You pass Lafayette. The boulevard's a wide street, so you're going 30 miles an hour. You pass Kirchable with a green light. Yes, I'm sorry, but that you didn't detect that violation. There's a speed limit of 25 on the boulevard. All right, here we go. You pass Kercheval with a green light, stop for a red at Verner. There's no traffic coming across Verner, so you make a right-hand turn on the red light.
Stop.
I think Mr. Ward was first on that one. Okay. Now we're going to move on. You're going west on Gratiot now. You pass Forest. You're doing 30 miles an hour at Bellevue and Gratiot. You cross Mount Elliot and arrive at McDougal. You make a left-hand turn onto McDougal, pass Heidelberg, Benson, and Arndt. You come to a stop for Charlevoix. All right, you reach Verner, stop and turn right on Verner. At Joseph Campo, you turn right, go north to Gratiot, and then turn left on Gratiot. At Gratiot and Grandy, you cut your speed to 25 miles an hour. You pass Shane, St. Auban, and at Orleans and Gratiot, you stop in the middle of the car tracks, wait for
traffic to stop.
That's Mr. Ward again on that, all right. And that's all the time we have. There's a time limit on our caravan route. We'll have to stop right there. And the judges say that Mr. Ward gets a crack at that jackpot. And tonight the jackpot has amounted to $75. There's $75 in the jackpot all right now. And Mr. Ward, you're all set and ready here because we're going to start the wheels rolling over the intricate ribbons of highways that are going to lead you to a reward of 75 crisp dollar bills, which proves that safe driving pays off every time. This is our sudden death route. Of course, you know that one mistake here can disqualify you, but remember this, when you're behind the wheel of your car, one mistake can mean sudden death. All right, if you fail to complete the route, the money in the jackpot will be carried over to next week. And if our finalist reaches the halfway mark and is disqualified, we'll use the same sudden death route next week. And now we're going to start moving right along. You all set, Mr. Ward?
Yes.
Okay, remember, there's $75 at stake. All right, here we go now. You're at Grand River going east towards Griswold. You know where you are now.
Grand River going east towards Griswold.
Right.
Yes.
There's a red light with a green arrow pointing right below, so you make a right turn without stopping.
No, you're supposed to stop.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but that is allowed. When there's a red light with a green arrow pointing right below, you can make a right turn without stopping. I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Ward, and that simply means that our jackpot carries over to next week, which means that next week we will start out with $75 plus 20, which would make it exactly $95 in our jackpot next week. That means those three lucky contestants who happen to be down here at Night Court next week will have the opportunity of getting a chance to win that $95 in the jackpot. And now, before we carry on here, we're going to have our good friend Sergeant Wright come over to the microphone and give all of you drivers some tips on safe driving. Sergeant Wright?
Thank you. After being acclaimed by the national safety officials for having the best traffic record for the first 3 months of 1947... Detroit slipped in April with 15 traffic fatalities in that month, as contrasted with only 5 fatalities for April of 1946. Confident that the traffic volume in Detroit will reach an all-time high peak this year, traffic authorities here are redoubling their vigilance to cope with the joint threat of increased traffic and overage vehicles. Currently underway is the Check Your Speed program, which seeks to cope with the pent-up impulses of motorists apparently impatient at the tardy arrival of warm weather. The program is carrying the message to the motorist that increased speed in vehicles which average 9 years of age means traffic fatalities and injuries. Indicative of the rapidly mounting post-war mileage is the fact that it rose 5% in 1946 over the previous all-time peak set in 1941, with all the signs pointing to a tremendous increase this year for a new record.
You have been listening to the Detroit Free Press WXYZ transcribed Night Court Quiz, presented as a public service and devoted to promoting safer, more intelligent driving in Detroit. Listen next week at 6:15 for another Detroit Free Press WXYZ Night Court Quiz. This is the Michigan Radio Network.